This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Righty, 855-993-7569. It's been a tough week for entertainment. Ken Howard died a couple days ago. Elaine Stritch died same day. Gary Shandling died yesterday. Gary Shandling was only 66. He had a massive heart attack, apparently. Dear, I guess what that reminds you to do is live life and laugh and dance and make paper mache. I wanted to just start off. Let me give you the phone number 855-993-7569. That we had a program director question saying, could you talk about technology and the effect it's had on all of us? And I said, on the one hand, on a macro scale, it's brought the world closer together, and that there are no secrets anymore, that information that might have taken, 100 years ago, could have taken months, then it would take weeks and maybe even days, and now can happen literally in seconds. Blake, tell them about the Google app.
Yeah, so Google has this app, I guess, for smartphones and tablets that it's called Translate. And basically the idea of it is if you have a camera on your phone, if you see a sign in a certain language, you can have the camera translate it on screen from, like, English to, say, Spanish. And it's absolutely nuts. A coworker and I tried it last week, and he was showing it to me. And it works. Like, it's crazy.
Well, they actually, I was looking at it, and it will also show how to do your name in different letters. This happens to be different kinds of Chinese. You can also, I guess, speak into, it's got all sorts of options. You can take a picture of a sign, as you pointed out, which would be very helpful. I was once in Germany and was the navigator, and driver kept saying, we're on Umleitung, and I said, it's not on the map. Well, no, it's a major street. I keep running into it. Well, Umleitung means one way. So that might have been really helpful and have staved off a number of unhappy words. Think about how smart computers have become and how fast and how ubiquitous. But I think the challenge is how to use them as a tool and not be completely undone by them. And our program is kind of part of it that... that every day when I connect, because I'm actually sitting in New York, and Blake is in Minneapolis, and you guys are wherever you are. The satellite's up in the sky. So we have the technology allows us to do this. But man, let me tell you, if something goes whacked, it's Sweat City, and yeah. I shared with you guys about several months ago where I sort of start getting ready to download, and it's not so much the content of the program, it's the technology, it's the hardware of the program, and when things go wrong, to just try troubleshooting, and like today, couldn't connect with the internet, but I did early enough, the first thing you do, trust me, folks, check the plugs. When in doubt, check the plugs, even before you reboot. And there was a day a couple of weeks ago where the provider was just had cut the line. I mean, that makes it very hard to do a program. But there was one day about 2 or 3 months ago where three things were wrong. The internet connection was down. There was a bad wire and a bad connection. And so if you solved any two of those three, it didn't make any difference. You had to do all three of them. And it took me about an hour, but I had a little help. And the other complication is that my guys are in a different city than I am, so they can have technical problems. I can have technical problems, and they're not the same technical problems. So in the old days, I guess we used an orange juice can and a string. And we would get this show on the road. But to a certain extent, it happens in all of our lives. Most of us at some point have gotten stuck on a runway because the air traffic controller computer was down. Boom! And it'll stop 7,000 airplanes instantly. If your phone line goes down.
Yep.
If your internet goes down.
GPS.
If your refrigerator stops working, well, is it the Freon? Is it the compressor? Or did you check the plug? our world has gotten more and more complicated. Your car, right? Your car stops. In the old days, you could sort of check the battery, you could check the cables, you could check whether or not there was water, you could check whether it was oil and whether there was gas. And now what you've got is a computer.
Yeah. Did you hear that you can get hacked now?
You can, yeah.
Yeah,
that they can stop you.
Yep.
That a car someone can hack into your computer and stop. And as someone can hack into my website and send out porn. What I want to know is whether the listenership went up or down.
Right.
If it went up, I think we have a challenge here. Blake, I don't know how to tell you this, but we're putting a picture of you up in a Speedo.
All right. There I'll take go. One for the team.
There you go. Thank you. This would be good. So the internet, so you could go, the Google app, I think, is free, and you can hold it up to a sign and take a picture, and it'll tell you what the sign actually means. How cool is that? And presumably that means that if you're overhearing conversations, like all the subtitles in movies, I just saw my big my big fat Greek wedding. Don't see it. And at one point they're making fun of people, and they've got subtitles. Well, this one, you wouldn't even need the subtitles. You could just have your phone up to that, and you'd know that the person just said you were horse's patootie. So I suppose insults in foreign languages have had their time on the radar for the last several thousand years, and now no more. So it's an interesting kind of thing about how reliant we've become on the technology. Of people being able to, I mean, the other thing is that you just learn to troubleshoot different things. Before you might have checked the oil gauge, now you know to check to make sure that you haven't lost a fuse or something.
Well, they say a lot of stuff is software too now. So like instead of, you know, doing the hardware checking, it's a lot of time just resetting the program because the coding's off.
Yeah, exactly. When in doubt, reboot. It's my answer to everything. That and Windex. I just saw my big fat Greek wedding part two. All righty, so 855-993-7569. I thought we'd talk about a little bit. I'm just trying to decide what to do about. I think what I'm going to do is probably talk about it. It's very hard to call somebody. I know people have occasionally called me and said, you know, that interview we did, we need to redo it. And some, I'm usually willing to do it, but I'm perhaps slightly better natured than some people, either that or needy or more insecure, or I guess believing that karma's a boomerang. But not everybody is. And it's very hard to call up somebody and say, you know that great interview we did? Gotta do it again. And it's one thing if it's 3 minutes. It's one thing, for example, the sponsor will call up and say, you know that really great commercial we did? We have to redo it, or we have to reshoot it. Okay. But this was a half hour. All right, so maybe we'll talk. I'll talk with you about it. Let's talk about whose life has affected you the most and in what way. And that seems somehow an appropriate subject of conversation for Good Friday, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so let's hear what people said.
So Becky says, my mom and dad both passed away young but left a special imprint on my life, and I am forever grateful to have known such amazing people.
I would love to know what specifically about them you thought was so terrific. What they left you, what legacy was so important to you. Because we live in a country now where it's much more common for people to be angry with their parents than it is to be extolling their virtues. So I would love to know the specifics. There we go.
And then let's see here. Habitual says, my dog, he has taught me patience and unconditional love. And then posted a very nice picture of, I think, a bulldog.
Good. All right, so here's the deal. That I told you that Dean Koontz, who tends to write scary stuff, wrote a book about the fact that God was really dog. That if we could all be more dog-like, of being appreciative and everything's new and loving, that we would all be happier. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On 855-993-7569. What we are talking about is people who'd influenced you, and it seems like an important thing to do on Good Friday as much as anything else. So who's influenced you the most, do you think?
I would probably say my grandparents.
Why?
because they've always been super helpful, but in the sense that you have to make sure that you earn it. You know, they are relatively wealthy, but I haven't seen, you know, they've never financially helped me in the sense where I'm spoiled. They've said you have to, you know, do good in school, you have to do this, and they teach you humility. I mean, they came from nothing and completely, you know, they both are doctors now. And I hope to be
like physicians.
There. They got their doctorates in teaching.
Got it. Well, but, that's cool. I'm trying to think who. I'll tell you somebody. I'm trying to think if one person has. I'll tell you somebody who, believe it or not, has made a huge difference in my life, and I'm sure she doesn't know it. You know, I've been a public person for an awfully long time, and if you think about it, it's hard to imagine two things that have less in common than what I studied to be, which was a therapist, and what I am, which is on the air. And obviously, I use the education. And I'm the same person. But a therapist deals with a relatively small number of people, if not in a confessional, I'm not a priest, but in a closed office, relatively anonymously. I mean, people know my name, but it's not like they advertise or I advertise. And most therapists have like a door that people can come in and a door that people can go out, so they don't necessarily run into one another. So that I may not be completely anonymous, but the people I deal with can be as anonymous as they want to be. I've told the story before of running into people at movie theaters and watching them trying to jump into their popcorn so they didn't have to acknowledge me. And I learned very early on as a therapist that it was up to them to acknowledge me, not me to acknowledge them. Or in a bathing suit on the beach, or saying, "Oh my goodness, who knew that therapists had navels?" So that whole thing of being in a quiet place, listening a lot, dealing with people's problems in a very private way, as opposed to what I do, which is dealing certainly with the same problems in a completely different modality, having to talk a lot more. I still have to be a really good listener, but In therapy, silence is a very useful tool. Not so much on the radio. And not to mention people knowing your name and being able to identify you by your voice and gee, I've seen you on television or whatever. Right. So it's hard to imagine the same person being attracted to both kinds of things. And the public part, I had no training for. I had no inclination. I had no lust for it. It just sort of happened. And the motivation to do both was the same, which is, gee, to be really as helpful as possible. So the hard part for me has never been the intellectual challenge of being on the air and not the change in how I had to deal with problems and how to think on my feet. And I mean, it's just a completely different way of thinking about people's problems, but it's still thinking about people's problems and trying to be helpful. The public part has always been the most difficult. And I ran into Rosie O'Donnell at a hockey game. No, it was women's basketball game. And I watched how she dealt with people. And I mean, we sort of recognized each other. I mean, I knew who she was, certainly, and I think she more or less knew who I was. We were sitting like a row or two apart. And, I didn't watch her show. I worked during the day. But how she responded to people, because people would come up and say, "Can I take your picture?" or "Can I shake your hand?" or "You changed my life." And she was fabulous. She was charming. She was outgoing. And the first thing she did was when someone would come up and say, "Oh, I just love your show, Rosie," she'd say, "What's your name?" And she'd put out her hand and shake hands with them. And that was a revelation for me, because most of the people I knew that I'd ever interviewed or that I'd ever been with in public were much better known than I was. And they really, other than Richard Simmons, hated interviews, hated being recognized, or at least they said so, sort of wore dark glasses, where they would grudgingly give interviews, and sometimes wouldn't even do that. And she was a complete revelation of, here's a way of making that person feel really important, and I don't know how she felt about it underneath it all, nor did I care. I mean, but she was gracious. She was more than gracious. She was outgoing. She was charming. She made that person feel that they had made her day by recognizing her. And I thought, you know what? That's a whole different way of behaving. And it doesn't really cost you anything. Because my way was just being was being shy and uncomfortable, but the message it sent was, she's too important for you. And that's not very helpful. And so it made the person who was just being nice to me uncomfortable and made me uncomfortable. And so she really influenced my life without, I think, ever knowing it, of just teaching me how to be a different public person. And she changed my life. She really did. She took all the... It's still not my favorite thing, but it's not obvious it's not my favorite thing. And I make people very comfortable. And when someone comes up and says, my mother just loves you, I say, well, let's call your mother and say hi. And I do that. People follow me into the ladies' room. I say, let's, you know. And it makes everybody who's around me happier, and it makes me happier. So believe it or not, I've never actually said thank you to her. But thank you, Rosie. That was, you really taught me something without, I think, even being aware of it, that was incredibly valuable to me. So there you go. All right, who else have people got?
So we have Barbara. Barbara says, my two sons gave me a reason to go on and to be the best person that I am capable of being. I always wanted them. Raised them myself, and at 38 and 42, they haven't let me down.
Well, that's really nice. I'd love to know the backstory about why... why you felt, I don't know whether you were married that and unsuccessfully or not married. I mean, these are the kinds of stories. Folks, listen, when you reread whatever you've written to me, ask yourself, is she going to know what I'm talking about? Is there more information I could give her that would be really helpful? All right.
Steve says, my children above all. They have taught me patience, caring, understanding, knowing which battles to fight, and unconditional love.
Well, that's good. You know, it's amazing how much our kids can teach us. I've also given speeches and sometimes obituaries and sometimes at other things where pointing out that people can be role models for either how to behave or how not to behave. And to a certain extent, they're equally valuable because to a certain extent, all of our lives are works in progress, right? We're all trying to figure out how to do it and what works. And,
yeah.
And so there are people that you think, wow, like Rosie's, that it was clearly... Do this. It works much better than, and it doesn't make any difference the reason why. It doesn't make any difference if she likes it. It doesn't even make any difference if you like her or anything she stands for. This works. Take it. And there are also people that think, wow, look what a mess that makes. Why don't you not do that? And what's extraordinary, I think, as all of us get older, is the things that we like least about somebody, whether it's our parent or our friend or our sibling, the things we like least about them tend to be the things we emulate. So 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, vitamins and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson, Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so let's finish up on the influences in your life, because how much fun is that to do? All right?
Yeah, so Sherry is next. She says, my father, he is the man that I gauge all men against. Thank you, Daddy.
There you go. Goody.
And then the last one is Mary. Mary says, my parents, both of them, in their own individual way, have instilled into me gratitude, honesty, humility, and humor.
Well, those are really nice. And hopefully you do tell people like your parents that, you know, that you really appreciate it. You know, I went through certainly a period of time, as I think most people do, of sort of being angry with your parents for things not turning out exactly as you wanted. And so coming to grips with who your parents are and who they're not. And I mean, I think that's part of just growing up and deciding, you know, what to take responsibility for in your own life. So there you go. Alrighty. 855-993-7569. All right, now we're at that complicated part where, all right, here's what I decided to do. As I said, I don't think, much as I love Mandy, I think I asked him to do something really difficult, which is to call up and say, okay, well, here's the deal. We really didn't, you know, we did that great interview, and the computer ate it, so we have to do it all over again. I don't think he did that. Or if he did, they haven't gotten back. So the point is that I really wanted to talk about it because I think it's an important thing. The name of the documentary is called Catching the Sun. All right, and it's done by a documentary filmmaker whose name is Shalini Kantaya. And I practiced saying her name. I think I probably did it better now than I did the entire thing. And she starts off with a very poor town. I think it's called in Richmond, California, which is right in the primary industry in town is Chevron. So they have an inordinately high percentage of cancer, of pollution, of asthma, and also unemployment. It's one of the poorest towns in the United States. So somebody decided to start doing some work with solar energy. And so what they've done is they've taken people who are unemployed, and you meet a whole bunch of these people, some young, some old, and teach them how to install solar panels. All right, now here's the theory behind this whole thing. And again, I'm condensing a 90-minute movie and a 30-minute interview. So, and because I do want you to have the information, and you can get more information by going to catchingthesun.com, and you can arrange to have the movie shown in your area, and you can see. I don't know if you can download the picture online. It opens in theaters, I think, next week. But you can look for it. All right. So here's the deal. Let me just give you the background. And then Blake actually has something to contribute here as well. So what they start with is this very poor town with horrible pollution problems. And these people who sit, a lot of them are unemployed. A lot of them are not very educated. And some of them have been in trouble with the law. And they teach them how to install solar panels. And you could say, well, geez Louise. It turns out that people are predicting that solar energy will. They're already. Guess how many people are involved in solar energy in the United States at this point?
I'd say at least, you know, 500,000.
That's not a bad guess. It's actually about half. It's about 200,000. But I wouldn't have guessed anywhere near that high. So you're more optimistic because you actually – well, tell them about your experience with solar panels.
Yeah, so, you know, outside from working this wonderful show, I work at a live venue, and that venue actually recently, last year or a couple years ago, installed, like, complete full 100% green energy. So it's all solar panels, and they have this really cool, like, TV in the venue itself that says, like, how much CO2 they would have used if they weren't using solar energy. And the solar panels power the entire facility. I mean, and we're running full-on amplifiers and audio equipment, and we don't have any hiccups.
All right, so here's the deal. Because solar panels, when they're not collecting energy, store energy. So not only... And the idea is, I'm just trying to do this in an orderly fashion. I'm trying to remember how I did the interview. So on the one hand, you've got an industry that's expected to be huge in the next couple of years. But supposedly all of solar energy is now about 2% of the total energy usage in the United States. And so expected to get huge, okay? And besides, I said, you know, solar energy doesn't seem to have the same cachet that, for example, windmills have. There's something very romantic about a windmill. Solar panels, not so much. But the point is not only is it an industry that is very people-sensitive, that you need somebody to install, you need somebody to sell, you need somebody to service, you need advertising. So it turns out that on a worldwide basis, there's this huge competition between two countries. Would you like to guess which two?
Would it be America and China?
Well done. You're absolutely right. And they interview this charming guy from China who is just, he's really a go-getter. He's very sort of, and he has this fascination with Texas. And his notion is to buy a ranch in Texas. And at one point we're seeing him stride around the ranch in Texas in a cowboy hat. So he just is in love with the idea of Texas. And whenever the United States gets in competition with China, we tend to lose. And it turns out, because of China, the price of solar panels has gone down to about, it costs about 20% of what it did like even 5 years ago. So yeah. Solar panel all of a sudden is affordable. And it's affordable mostly because of the Chinese. So the question is, what, you know, if the Chinese are ahead of us, which basically they are, they have lower labor costs. But the point is you still need Americans to install it, to explain it, to sell it, to service it. So the combination of China being incredibly instrumental in lowering the price of solar panels, and it turns out that solar panels, exactly as Blake is talking about, if you put on your house, you can not only not lower your energy bills, but in some places, and there is a controversy now between Nevada and California. Nevada has said that you can't. Let me tell you what the issue is. That if you have, let's take Blake's place of business. That in theory they could store, which means generate, more solar energy than they would need. Which means, what do you do if you have a surplus of something? You sell it. And who do you sell it to? Well, you sell it to the power companies. So people who are not only not having to pay energy bills anymore, but actually making money because they had solar panels and they weren't using all their electrical. So Nevada has now said that you can't do that. California said, of course you can. And my question to Shalini was, what happens if you're, I mean, that's fine if you're in California and Nevada, you get a lot of sun. What happens if you're a place that doesn't get so much sun? She says, not an issue. That Germany is now using something like 80% of their energy is now solar panels. 80%. That France is switching over to it. That Europeans have decided, why not? First of all, there's always sun around. It doesn't. The initial cost of installation has really plummeted. Is so inexpensive. It's giving jobs to gobs of people. It's completely clean, and that it can serve our energy needs, you know, now and going, you know, going forward forever. And that it's basically, it used to be that if you had a, and they're now talking about solar panels on your, are you ready for it? Cell phone.
There we go.
So you would never have to worry about charging your cell phone anymore. They're talking about it on cars. But obviously the major issue at this moment is solar panels on houses. And I said, well, okay, I live in a building. I live in a condo. It's saying more and more businesses are at least cutting your energy bills by putting solar panels up, and they're attractive. It's not awful, and so they're talking about this really being the wave of the future. And one of the reasons I liked it is that a lot of documentaries make you want to kind of set your face on fire. I mean, they're so unhappy. As I said, I saw a documentary called After Spring, which is there are more people now in relocation camps. There are more refugees now than any time since World War II, which is and with no obvious end in sight. Especially a lot of them are Syrians because of ISIS. And at the end of the film, you think, the options are so awful, and some countries, Jordan has accepted a huge number of people from Syria, but they're living in essentially, they're not even trailers, they have outdoor plumbing, but they're called caravans rather than tents in deserts. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of people with no end in sight, as opposed to this, where you think, wow, this could actually work. Employ people, be clean, be inexpensive, lower people's energy bills. Woo! CatchingTheSun.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855 855-
1-800-599-DR-JOY.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, we just got a call from someone I had mentioned earlier, I guess this week and a little bit last week, when my friend Dad, I had said that that her niece had posted a cool poem called Do Not Stand at My Grave and Weep by Mary Elizabeth Fry. And I said that I would sort of, that I, it was a little bit too soon for me to read it. I just would have a hard time doing it. And I think I mentioned earlier that one of my grandpuppies had died at, I know, 15 and a half, which is, like they said about my grandmother Joy, people don't get a whole lot older than that. So I called up to read it to my daughter and ended up sobbing through it. He asked if I would do it. So I'm going to do my best, all right? And I'm going to try and do it slowly, so I'm okay about this, all right? You can see it's a very sentimental poem, and he was very appreciative. So, and it seems somehow an appropriate thing to do on Good Friday. And I have Blake standing by that if I fall apart, he will talk to you about solar energy.
Segue will be tricky.
Yeah, right, all right. Well, there will be no segue. It's just, right. Oh, my God, she fell apart. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I'm not there. I do not sleep. I'm a thousand winds that blow. I'm the diamond glints on snow. I'm the sunlight on ripened grain. I'm the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I'm the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds in circled flight. I'm the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. So it's a nice poem, don't you think? And it seems somehow
beautiful.
Yeah, somehow very appropriate for Good Friday and for a tough week. I think, as I mentioned, Gary Shandling died of a massive heart attack yesterday. Ken Howard died this week. Lane Stritch was 89, so that's a little more understandable. and it turns out if you're trying to do something that you think is hard, that you may have a hard time getting through, take deep breaths, go slowly, because then you'll have more breath control, and take your fingernail and push it into your palm. That helps. A little pain offsets the sentimentality, all right? So, I don't know. I suppose we could put this up. I don't know how we'd put it up. I suppose I could send it to you. Or you could,
yeah, if you want to, like, just email it to me or take a picture of it, send it to the email, we could post that on the Facebook page.
All right, I'll do that. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. It was actually printed out of an email, but I don't know what I did with email, so I'll see if I can. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. That would be great.
Sounds good.
All right, shall I try it one more time just because I did it okay the first time?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. So I guess this is dedicated to anybody who's lost somebody, because as I think all of us know, regardless of what happens after we die, that the real pain is for those who are left behind. I went to see She Loves Me, which is a play that has a harp prominently featured in it. And as I mentioned, one of the things that they did for my friend, I guess people who deal in hospice are really good at saying, okay, now, that they're really good at evaluating that. And they had a harpist in the room with her, and her friend's holding her hands. And for me, I thought that was kind of cool because, I mean, what do we associate harps with, right? Angels. So I figured, I'm here, I'm there. All right. Let me try one more time since I made it through. Again, the poet is Mary Elizabeth Frye, Frye. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I'm not there. I do not sleep. I'm a thousand winds that blow. I'm the diamond glints on snow. I'm the sunlight on ripened grain. I'm the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I'm the swift, uplifting rush of quiet birds in circled flight. I'm the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. And it certainly is consistent with my belief that the way that any of us achieve immortality is in the thoughts of people who love us and the hearts of people who remember us. So, righty, 855-993-7569. Again, an appropriate thing as opposed to doing guilty pleasures on Good Friday. You know, we learn to do these things.
Yeah.
All right. So, you had mentioned some experimental things. It turns out that Blake things always happen for a reason, even if the reasons don't seem obvious. The reason the computer ate the interview with Shalini was because Blake knows a lot about. So talk about some of the experimental stuff, because that was kind of cool about solar power.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two in particular that I know of that are kind of in testing phases. One is what's called like solar glass, and it's not as powerful as, say, the traditional black solar panels, but the idea is to put them in like cities like New York for skyscrapers so that you can use them as a window, but somehow what it does is it harnesses the UV and stores that energy. Again, it's not as powerful, but it's really cool because if you use a large surface area of it, it's a lot more clean and efficient that way.
Well, that's a good idea, too. And I mean, the nice thing for me about solar panels is it's an area that's not being used, right?
Right.
A roof is not being used. And a window is, I mean, I live in a place that has floor-to-ceiling windows, but and it's tempered glass, and it's also treated glass, so it doesn't, apparently it blocks some of the rays so your furniture doesn't get wrecked. Because basically, if you live in a place that's got a lot of glass, it gets a lot of sun, it's a greenhouse, it's going to make things very warm. So if there's a way of blocking some of that, and what it sounds to me you're saying is somebody's come up with a bright idea if you can block it, you can store it.
Yep, that's basically the
idea. So you just use a slightly different technology.
Right, and it doesn't create that like greenhouse heating effect where it gets all warm. It acts like a normal window, and it just is able to harness a small portion of energy.
Well, it would act like a normal window. It would act like a tempered window plus...
Because
it would block some of the rays, but it would also store them, so your furniture is still protected, your house doesn't get as warm, but you can also, you're building up an energy surplus, which is the whole point.
Right. The other one that's, I would say, is more popular, that people might know more about, it's solar roadways. This was like an Indiegogo project, one of those crowdsource projects, and this couple, they took the idea of basically making... I don't know if tempered glass is the right material, but it's like a hexagonal block that you can connect together and make like a road or a sidewalk or really like any type of pavement. And it harnesses the power of the sun. And there's like computers underneath it, so you could program it to make, say, parking lots. You can put parking spaces with digital LEDs.
Wow.
And the panels themselves are heated so that if it's icy, it just melts the ice.
Well, we did a story yesterday about, and when I first looked at it, it was Holland, which is the name of the town, but it's Holland, Michigan, and that's exactly what they did, except they didn't use fancy technology. They just, in 1988, they were doing a whole lot of renovations, so the city council, in a moment of sheer political genius, decided to run hot water underneath, so which is capable of melting an inch an hour at 15 degrees of snow, so their removal costs have gone clear down. So catching the sun. All right, and I'm sorry that Shalini wasn't here, but we did the best we could for filling in. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.